Now, the VR-1200s didn't have time-based correction. There was a color tech that helped put the color, you know, back in time. But now the Ampex ACR-25, that machine was so good that it really didn't even need a time-based corrector. But it did, but it came with one.
Yeah, I don't, I remember going through those machines and optimizing them about every Saturday because I was on the weekend shift when I first started because I was a newbie. And they showed me how to optimize the VR-1200. But we had a 1000. I don't know if you remember the 1000. Ampex. We never turned it off because it had two racks of tubes, and if you turned it off and back on again, you might have lost about 12 tubes.